You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Tuesday, June 28. The United States Supreme Court has ruled the Bremerton School District in Washington State wrongfully punished high school football coach Joe Kennedy for praying on the field after games. In a decision released Monday morning, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that Kennedy was discriminated against by the Bremerton School District. Justice Neil Gorsuch delivered the opinion of the court, being joined by Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Amy Coney Barrett, and Brett Kavanaugh. Justice Neil Gorsuch said, quote, Kennedy prayed during a period when school employees were free to speak with a friend, call for a reservation at a restaurant, check email, or attend to other personal matters. He offered his prayers quietly while his students were otherwise occupied. Still, the Bremerton School District disciplined him anyway. Justice Sonia Sotomayor authored a dissent, being joined by Justices Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan, in which she argued that this court consistently has recognized that school officials leading prayer is constitutionally impermissible. Pro-abortion activists attacked Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center in Lynchburg, Virginia, marking the first pro-life pregnancy center to face vandalism following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. An image shared to the Lynchburg Police Department's Facebook page shows the words Jane's Revenge spray-painted on the ground in front of the facility, with the A in the phrase written using the symbol for the anarchist movement. The symbol was also spray-painted onto the side of the building. Other damage includes graffiti stating, quote, if abortion ain't safe, you ain't safe, and vote blue LOL. Jane's Revenge has demanded pro-life organizations disband and declared open season on such groups, prompting calls from lawmakers to investigate. Last year, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security included both pro-life and pro-abortion groups on a list of domestic violent extremists that pose an elevated threat to the homeland in 2021. The Reverend Ronald K. Mountain Sr. of East Bethel Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, was shot and killed by another driver as he was driving on the Gulf Freeway on Friday afternoon, Click 2 Houston reports. No suspect has been arrested as of early Monday. Police are offering a reward of $5,000 for any information leading to an arrest in the case. The pastor's obituary described him as being a gracious servant, a leader, and a friend who was known and loved by many. Ahead of a scheduled meeting of the Church of England's leaders next month, William Nye, the Secretary General of the Church of England General Synod, says the Church of England will adamantly oppose a proposed bill seeking to legalize assisted suicide in the United Kingdom. The Assisted Dying Bill, which would enable terminally ill adults to end their own lives, was introduced by Baroness Molly Meacher last year. Meacher serves as the chairwoman of the group Dignity and Dying. She said in late April there is enough support in Parliament to pass the legislation. Archaeologists have uncovered Christian prayer beads dating from the 8th to 9th century on an ancient island in the United Kingdom known as Holy Island, and say the discovery will give an insight into how people in medieval Britain lived and expressed their faith. Made from salmon vertebrae, the beads were clustered around the neck of one of the earliest skeletons, possibly that of a monk, on the island of Lindisfarne, off the northeast coast of England, The Telegraph reported. Dr. David Petz, the project co-director and a Durham University specialist in early Christianity, says the beads may have been used for personal devotion. An array of activists ranging from radical feminist organizations to conservative Christian policy groups rallied in D.C. last week to protest biological men competing in women's sports. The Our Bodies, Our Sports event highlighted the ways in which women are disadvantaged because men are being allowed to compete against women in athletic competition under the banner of gender identity. The event was held as the Biden administration released 700 pages of revamped Title IX regulations that argue that the legal definition of sex must not be limited by biology. Several attendees interviewed by the Christian Post pointed to the example of University of Pennsylvania student athlete Leah Thomas, a male swimmer who went by the name of Will for most of his life, but has been breaking women's swimming records in competitions as a trans-identified athlete. Family Research Council's Meg Kilgannon said, quote, gender ideology was able to invade our institutions under cover of darkness, and it's through the sporting issue that people are easily able to see an athlete like Thomas from the University of Pennsylvania standing next to an actual female swimmer. The obvious differences. Fellowship Baptist Church in Sidney, Montana, has removed Pastor Jordan Daniel Hall from ministry due to allegations of serious sin. The move comes more than a month after Hall was arrested on DUI and weapons charges. Known for his scathing criticisms of Christian leaders on his now-defunct polemics website, Pulpit and Pen, and more recently, Protestia, has also been axed from those ministries. The church leaders who initially defended Hall after his arrest have yet to make a public statement on his removal. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget, you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.